Hey everybody, it's February 16th. I want to ask you a question today. Do you hear God? You know, there's a lot of people who claim to hear from God every day. People who, God told me this and God told me that. And I've shared before, I think we got to be really careful with people who every word out of their mouth they claim was directly for God, from God. I believe that that's very dangerous. And God doesn't audibly speak to people every day. And yet God speaks to people. God speaks to people in several different ways. He speaks to people through other people, through other Christians. God can show us things, show us His will for us, give us wisdom through other Christians. If that's lacking in your life, I just encourage you so much to go and find ways to connect with other Christians. If you're really wanting to hear from God and wanting to know what God wants you to do in a situation or in life in general, find other Christians, people who really walk the talk, people who don't just play church, but people who truly have a growing relationship with Jesus, not perfect people. If you're looking for them, you'll never find them. God oftentimes speaks to us through His Word, through the Bible. And so if you want to hear from God, I encourage you, just dive into the Word of God. Dive into your Bible. And God speaks to us oftentimes through prayer. In particular, He speaks to us through silence in prayer. You see, in order to hear something, we've got to be listening. And we live in this fast-paced, noisy world. It doesn't encourage silence and listening. You know, I can only think of three times in my life that God did not speak to me audibly, but just as powerful as an audible message. One was when He called me into ministry in 2001. The other one came in 2011 when He talked to me about surrender with my son's sickness. And in 2016, when God very clearly spoke to my wife and I both, again, not audibly, but very clearly, that we were to adopt our youngest son. Aside from that, I can't sit here today and say God gave me direct messages, but God very clearly nudges us in so many areas. If you're walking with Him, then I can assure you, and if you're listening, He will speak to you. He will show you what to do. Sometimes, though, we have decisions to make and we pray fervently for those decisions. I was just recently talking with a friend of mine that's struggling with cancer. And he was struggling with hearing from God and knowing what to do. And I explained to him that sometimes God gives us choices. If we're fervently praying for His will and asking Him to show us something, and He doesn't show us, if we've got decisions to make, then I believe that He is allowing us to make those decisions. And because we sought Him in those decisions, even if we don't get an exact answer, or feel like we don't get an answer at all, and we have to make a decision, we walk across that threshold, knowing that God will walk with us, and He will provide for us in whatever decision that is. So I want to encourage you today to ask yourself, how often do I just stop and listen from God? How often do I ask Him questions instead of telling Him what I want? Maybe I need to do that more often. Are you a good listener? You know, I think that in my experience, when I struggle with listening as a human with other humans, then I probably struggle with listening to God. Let's practice that. Let's pray about that. God, I want to listen to You better. I want to pause and listen to You. I want to leave room for You to speak clearly to me. And Lord, if it was audible, that would be amazing. Lord, if it was clear words that You impress on my heart that are undeniable, wonderful. Thank You for that. Lord, if it's just a whisper, though, if it's a word from another believer, if it's something that I read in Your Word and elicits me to know what You desire of me, or in the midst of prayer when I'm just quiet and You impress something on my heart. Thank You, Lord, that You are a good listener even when I'm not. And Lord, I want to be a better listener in my prayer life and in my daily walk with you. I submit my will to your will. You're a good Father. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.